This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. In recent days, we've learned more about the heavy toll that COVID-19 has taken on the New Hampshire Veterans Home in Tilton. 21 veterans have died since mid-November, with several more still sick. For more on this, I spoke with Commandant Peggy Lebreck of the New Hampshire Veterans Home. What is the situation like there at the New Hampshire Veterans Home right now?
With our residents, of course, as you know, and the public knows, as of November 10th is when we got our first active bunch of residents who, they really showed with high temperatures and a little bit of non-productive coughs. Today, 23 days later, we have 41 active residents. We have 10 residents that recovered, but unfortunately, we do have 21 of our residents that have passed due to the COVID-19. Staff members, we have 35 active staff members and 32, thankfully, that have recovered and are not showing symptoms at this time. So as you can imagine, with that amount of staffing and the extra care that needs to be provided to our veterans, we reached out and was supported through a FEMA request. The governor wrote a letter in support of us, as well as our federal delegation, to get us some extra VA staffing. The first five staff showed up on the 21st of November, which we're forever thankful for. And they do a 14-day deployment. Then the VISN 1, which is the next step up over the Manchester VA.
The VISN would be the regional office that oversees all the New England states.
Yep. And so they sent us on the 28th five additional staff because, again, we continuously trying to be as transparent as possible. We're letting them know that, we're concerned about our staffing levels, and so we're asked for help.
I see. And those staff members who recovered, are they able to get back on the job?
As long as they're not symptomatic and the time frame has passed for them, and when I see them in the recovered bucket, then yes, as long as they are not showing any other symptoms or, other comorbidities, that's not the COVID, which you and I know that it attacks many different parts of our bodies. So if we have an ongoing issue anyways, it may acerbate that, right?
Oh, sure.
So you may show up with pneumonia afterwards or a different something that's not directly related to the COVID anymore, because now it's past its symptomatic stage, but it may have kicked up something else.
Governor Sununu at his press conference yesterday gave the New Hampshire Veterans Home credit for keeping COVID out of the Veterans Home for roughly 8.5 months of the pandemic. You and I have spoken about this as well. What do you think finally brought the virus into the Veterans Home?
The community spread, Peter, in the Belknap County area and all around our building here has been itching its way up. Our staff members, they live in the community. They go to the grocery stores. They have their children and their loved ones who are working out in the community. So I think truly that an asymptomatic staff member who did not realize that they had the virus brought it in. We have been testing via the public health guidelines. So it's a very sneaky virus, I guess I would say, or it adapts.
So what's morale like right now for staff and for residents?
Staff are tired. They're working overtime. They're trying to cover other shifts as well as their own. Some are working 6 and 7 days, straight. So they're tired. And the residents, on the other hand, they're resilient. I can't tell you, they've been through wars. And so to me, this is another battle, and I sometimes think they're doing better than we are. But they do worry about their comrades. They see their friends, getting sick. But again, we are a nursing home, and so they know that's, a reality that we deal with here on a daily basis, although this is not how we want our veterans to pass. We certainly don't want them to contract this kind of virus and to lose so many so quickly.
What are you doing? What can be done to keep up people's spirits in this very dark time?
To look towards hope at the end, that this too, we will get this virus out of our home, and our residents will go on to live a good life till the very end. And that's, we keep saying that, you're doing the very best that you can, and we appreciate you being here. Our staff, we can't thank them enough. And that's the only thing we can do is look to the positive and the bright, that this is the darkness that we need to get through.
Commandant Lebreck, thank you very much for speaking with me. And again, we're very sorry to hear about the news of the loss of so many veterans.
Thank you, Peter. We truly appreciate you. And again, send all your thoughts and prayers to our veterans and people throughout the state of New Hampshire who are battling this illness.